Hey everybody, God bless you guys, and happy Monday. I pray that all you guys have been blessed, had a blessed one with your family, your loved one. I pray that November is been good to you. And as we get into a new month, December, I just wanted to really kind of give you guys and explain to you guys a little bit of perhaps one of the most encouraging messages that you could have actually ever hear. And one of those messages that actually just really stirs me up. And it is actually, it's one of those subjects, if I can put it that way better, that truly stirs me up. And it is actually answering the question, who created God? So if you have not done so, right, follow us in our Instagram page, right, JonathanRamos.KC, okay, and then of course our Facebook page, and then we are now in TikTok, so you can always follow us in TikTok, and it's Enlightened with Jonah, in which we will be also throwing positive videos there to spread this gospel and the good news. One of the things that we are focused on is spreading this good news, specifically in this dispensation, when we know for a fact that the rapture is imminent. So it is very, very important that we do and use every venue available so that way we can definitely spread the gospel how it should be. So I pray that, you know, this blesses you guys, and let's get to it, right? So who created God? So pretty much that question, it is actually a question in itself that literally becomes, it's an immensurable question. And what I mean by that is a question that really doesn't go or sit well with any other subjects, because you're putting two categories or two subjects that cannot be mixed. It is literally like saying, what does the color red smell like? And for everybody knows, red does not have no smell. Maybe red can be on an object or something that contains the smell or different smell, but it doesn't have smell to it. So if I sit there and tell you, what does red smell like? It's immeasurable. It's a subject that smell and colors, it just cannot be mixed together. So when I ask you, when somebody ever asks you who created God, then it's important to understand then that question comes from a minute mind. And what I mean by a minute mind, it is a question that comes and derives from a man who really has not came to fully understand Jesus Christ. Only because they are seeing Jesus Christ in the perspective that man sees God. Because we understand, and we understand reproduction, that we are here because we were created by our parents. Our parents is a byproduct of our grandparents. Our grandparents is a byproduct of our great-grandparents, and so on, so on, so on, right? So therefore, when we look and we ask that question, who then created God, it comes from a question from a minute mind trying to understand of where did God come from? When specifically it comes from, well, that question is actually birth using or birth by missing the simple answer to what God was doing before Adam. It is actually one of those questions and desires that many have that leads to the question, who created God? Because if God exists, then surely then somebody had to create him. And there's an issue with that, only because we understand in scriptures that God specifically says in scriptures that before me there is no other God. So therefore, if we look into the concept of God. And if God himself can be created, then that means we have to look at and look towards and worship the thing that created God, because God cannot be qualified to be God to worship. So therefore, then we have to then now look at the who created God to then look towards that person or that entity to and then worship him. So therefore, who created God comes from the desire to know what was God doing before Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis. And it is a desire that many have, because not many churches or many people dare to actually venture into this category, into letting you know what was God doing before Adam and Eve. When scripture is actually in scriptures, and I'll go ahead and share a little bit of scriptures today, but it's actually in scriptures that it identifies for us what God was doing before Adam and Eve. And it is actually found when you look into the book of Timothy, okay? And when you actually get it and start venturing over to the book of Timothy, you'll end up seeing that 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 16 actually states that he dwells in a light that no man can approach. And if he dwells in a light that no man can approach, then that tells you that God, before he was even God, he was dwelling in an area which cannot be identified as the spiritual realm, because there was no spiritual realm that he had created to be called the spiritual realm. So it was literally God inside a light that no man can could have approached. But of course, the good news is that he made it possible for men to approach that light when he came to send himself as a man to re-inherit and deposit light into you. That is why scriptures then tells you that you are the light of this world. So therefore, the question of who created God comes from the question and desire to know what God was doing before Adam. And before Adam, God was simply in a light that no one could have approached. And then we are led to the book of John, where John chapter 1, and when you look at John chapter 1 verses 1 through 5, it actually tells you what God was doing before we have the events in the book of Genesis. Because if you look into the book of Genesis and the book of John chapter 1, you end up eventually seeing that there are two different beginnings. And when you look into John chapter 1, then you end up identifying that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we understand that the Word is Jesus, so therefore Jesus is God. So, and then when you look into the book of John, then you end up seeing that there was a different beginning than the events that we have in Genesis. So therefore, what was God doing before Adam? It was simply he was in a light that no man can approach. It is what makes him God, because if he could be created, then that means we have to look into another entity. And because before me there is no other God, scripture says, then therefore it was just God. So therefore, when we end up looking at God with our mind, we try to put a God who created this universe, and we try to shrink him into our understanding and have him subjected to our reproductive systems, our way of living. So then we come up with these questions: who created him? When the real question is, what was he doing before Adam and Eve? And it's simple. He was in a light that no man can approach. And when he was in a light that no man can approach, he then began to create, and then you have creation. So therefore, I hope this blesses you, and I hope and I pray that the Holy Spirit may enlighten to you and encourage you that you do serve a mighty God. Your God is so mighty that he can make your circumstances change at the blink of an eye. It is important, and this is how we identify and salvation, because when we come to Jesus Christ, we receive from this light and we become a light and a beacon of hope to those around us. So I pray that this week you really analyze and sit down and actually pray and be a beacon of hope, be a beacon of light to those around you. So I pray God bless you guys. I pray that you guys have a good one, up to a good week. And if you have not done so, follow us on our Instagram page, JonathanRamos.KC. Follow our TikTok, Enlightened.Jonah. And then, of course, our Facebook page, House of Prophets and Jonathan Ramos. So God bless you guys. I love you guys. And may the Lord of Peace surround you and bless you and keep you and protect you and guard your ways in Jesus' name. God bless you guys.